Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Next, it's Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 8 in G. Though Dvořák achieved great success in the music world during his life, he remained a man of simple pleasures who preferred the rustic country life to the hustle and bustle of the city. He often felt shy and uncomfortable in the presence of strangers, but was warm and gregarious among his close friends. Dvořák was happiest when taking solitary walks in the forests and hills of Bohemia, or caring for his pigeons. Dvořák composed his 8th symphony during his annual summer country retreat at Vysoka. His high spirits during this time and his love for the pastoral can be heard throughout the symphony. The feeling of a country dance in the coda of the first movement and the Austrian folk dance the Ländler in the third movement also reflect Dvořák's affinity for the simplicity of peasant life. Here is the Symphony No. 8 in G by Antonín Dvořák, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck conducting.
Thank you.
You heard the Symphony No. 8 in G by Antonín Dvořák. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You can find the Dvořák 8th on a recent CD from the Reference label. The reviews are in. Henry Schellinger wrote for the Culture Spot of Los Angeles. The performances on this recording show why the Pittsburgh Symphony is still one of America's premier orchestras and why a conductor of Manfred Honeck's stature was drawn to its podium. The combination of a thrilling performance by a world-class orchestra and conductor with the sonic brilliance of the recording sets a new standard for classical CDs. That's Henry Schellinger, writing for Culture Spot LA. Dvořák's Eighth Symphony was first heard in Prague in February of 1890 and was first heard in Pittsburgh just over 10 years later in March of 1900. I'm glad you heard Dvořák's Eighth from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll be back next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, only two orchestras in the world have their own internet radio station 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or a smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Designer Paula Zetter has eighth notes falling out of the Pittsburgh skyline, along with a list of all the programs you'll hear. The Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light will arrive along with the radio guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Don't forget to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org, or you can send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers. Carnegie Mellon University's Adrian Lotto helped out with script writing. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.